Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Avion. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I just had a question. I was charged twice by you guys for like over $160 for something that said free and then like a $5 shipping fee.
Okay, could I have a zip code?
Yes, ma'am. The zip code's going to be 84604.
First and last name?
Eugene Swartz. The zip code for the card number?
For your address?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be 84604.
All right, so I don't see anything here matching your zip code. Could you verify your phone number?
915-803-7089.
Okay, I'm sorry, that was
915-803-7089.
I gave him a fucking number. So, no, sir, I still don't see anything here matching that phone number either. Could you spell out the last name to see if I can pull up the charges? By the last name?
S-W-A-R-T-Z.
No, sir. Are you sure that it's not under a different name?
No, ma'am. It's first name is going to be Eugene. Last name is going to be Swartz. I have the... The transaction, it was from getamerilburn.com for $119 and then Jodessa Blast for $39.97. And this is all off of that one email that I got.
Okay. So I'm still
and
not
the
able
lady
to...
That I, the lady yes. that I spoke, the lady that I spoke to told us that to call back in an hour because it just barely happened and then no information, you know, that they need to get information on the case.
Okay. So let's try that email that they, what's the email that they sent everything to?
It's Big Gino. It's B-I-G-G-E-N-O.
Yes, sir.
5003@gmail.com.
So no, sir, I don't see anything matching the email either.
Can you repeat the email to me then, please?
BIGGENO5003@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. The last thing I could try looking it up by is the last four digits of the card that was billed.
Okay. Yeah, the last four digits of my card.
So are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. Give me a second, please. The last four is 9451.
So no, sir. I did put all of your information in, and I wasn't able to pull up an account.
Well, this is the number to the website that I made this thing, and the website that it gives me doesn't even exist. GETEMARLIEBURN.com. That doesn't even exist. I tried to look that up, and it's through your email.
Okay, so did you see any charges on your billing statement, or they only emailed you?
No, it's on my billing statement. Like I said, I have it on my thing saying that I got charged for 119 and then another charge for $39
So a Dyson vacuum.
for a Dyson vacuum.
And the numbers.
Okay, so I do apologize about that. What I would suggest is contacting your financial institution to see if they can provide you with any further information on the transactions. But as far as having an account with our company, it should have pulled up by now if you would have been billed by us. And right now, I'm not seeing anything.
All right. Well, I already contacted my Divi to see if we could cancel it, but they said I had to contact a merchant because it's through them that I'll be able to cancel it because the card that I use is like a Divi.
All right, well, I do apologize about that, sir.
Well, they said it was a third-party company, so it was multiple companies that she they would have, no?
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am? Hello?
Hello?
Hi,
Hello?
yes, ma'am. How may I help you?
Hi. Okay, so the last time when I called, the lady said there was multiple companies. So I know you said with your company, so you just have one company? So the last time I spoke to someone, they said they had multiple companies.
Yes, ma'am. So we are a third-party call center, but we do have one
There you go.
database that we go through to look up the account. So that's why I asked for the information to see if I can find it from any of our companies.
Okay, so with a Home Depot survey, the survey leads you to the prize, which is a Dyson vacuum. And this is a number that is given, customer service. This is a number that we dialed on the paper. So who else do we contact? I mean, this is $150 that would just got taken out of our account. You know, it's not like if it was by $10, we wouldn't be as upset, but this is $150, you know, for something that said $5 for shipping. So do you have a Home Depot survey? Somebody that does that? A website?
So what happens is we all use the same database for all of our companies to pull up the accounts. And I see here that you did call at 8:59 and we still haven't found the account at 11 o'clock.
Okay. If I give you the billing address, the whole address, is there somewhere you could see if that's in there?
I can try the address.
Okay, so it's 1555 N, and then the other word is Freedom Boulevard.
That's 155 North Freedom Boulevard.
Provo, Utah.
Okay, so no, ma'am, I still don't see any transactions here matching that information. So what it seems like, you may have they may have just given you the wrong customer service number on the transactions. So that's why when you call our company and nothing is pulling up because the website that you gave me doesn't sound like one of our websites, or neither does the product. But I understand our phone number may have been attached to the charges, so that's why you guys called our company and assumed that we billed. So I did check, I double checked everything for you, and I still don't see any charges here.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.